listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 8, we discuss getting over your excuses and moving your body more.
Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We are co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We are certified coaches, speakers, and writers, and we have been best friends for over 20 years.
That's real.
That is real. That's Big Blue Couch Coaching is actually a life coaching company, and we really work at equipping you with the skills to conquer obstacles, to discover your self-worth, and to live a vibrant life. And we have skilled coaches on our staff that offer a variety of services, and today we're going to focus on the area of health coaching and specifically
dun, dun, dun.
Exercise. And so Mandy's
the topic everybody loves, right?
Yeah. Mandy's actually going to share today 3 ways to get over your excuses for why you're not working out. And Mandy's going to take a lot of the show because I think I'm just going to offer
pull
up
you
my
in.
Excuses.
For instance, just a second ago when you're like, ugh. Like, right. Let's talk about that, Rachel. How can I help coach you with your exercise?
Wow, this is not in the show notes.
No, it's not. Okay, I'll stick to the notes. This is getting a little too real for Rachel right now.
We can bring it in a little while.
We'll bring it in a little bit.
Okay, and so what are some of the excuses? I mean, there's probably hundreds, but what are some of the excuses that people have for not working out?
I actually asked this question on Facebook a long time ago, and people were really excited to share their excuses. It was kind of funny. A lot of times it's I'm too full, like I just ate and I'm too full.
Seems like the oddest excuse.
Isn't it though? However, having done that a couple times where I worked out afterwards, you regret it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they tell you in yoga not to come with a full stomach.
Yes, for many reasons. Too tired, too old, lack of motivation. I just made my husband crack up on that one.
Thinking back of a blog post you wrote about why your tummy shouldn't be full in yoga class, too. So.
Do we need to share with them why?
Possibly.
Because I don't think we should stop recording. This is real stuff here. Well, if you have a full stomach in yoga, you can pass gas and not mean to.
Right.
And if
yoga does that
yoga
anyway.
Does that, and I can't keep a straight face when that happens.
I can't keep a straight face in the studio just thinking about it.
Neither can my husband, apparently. You know, that happened one day. Were you there that day?
No, I just remember your blog. I was actually gone. All right,
It it was one of those things where we were doing these stretches that were for your digestion and for relaxation.
Right.
And I just was so into the relax. I was so relaxed.
Right.
That I wasn't expecting anything, and somebody passed gas, and it was a very high-pitched sound. And I had to work really hard not to laugh.
I bet. You know what? It's really funny, because it used to happen all the time in the spa, because it's the same thing. When you get your toxins moving in your body, it would happen all the
time. It's a good sign.
Apparently, I've been out of the spa too long, because now I can't quit laughing about it. But anyway, let's move on to some other
excuses. We can be immature sometimes. Okay. So, excuses. So, lack of motivation. Pick your day. Doesn't matter what day it is. Are you motivated? Most of the time, no.
Right.
I'm not motivated. I'm really not.
Right.
I am not an exercise coach, but I understand why exercise is important.
Right, absolutely.
So I wanted to share what I learned today. But more excuses are they don't want to get up. I get home too late to squeeze it in. It's too cold. I'll do it tomorrow. Start on Monday.
Did I share that one? I'll do it tomorrow or tomorrow or tomorrow.
Probably.
It sounds like one that's
I saw this Pinterest post about starting an exercise and diet plan.
Right.
And it's the one where, you know, like the little dude is saying something and he's like, let's start exercising. And then there's 3 little minions and they're like, yeah, we'll start Monday. And then the dude is like, wait, today's Monday.
Right.
And the other 3 are like, we'll start next Monday.
Right, because you can't start diet and exercise unless it's Monday, apparently,
right.
too.
So those are some of the exercise excuses that people shared with us. And mine is typically I'm too tired or procrastination.
Okay.
That's really what mine comes down to. And I had to get to the point where I challenged myself to just put your game face on.
Right.
And I hired a personal trainer at the beginning of this year.
I think if I'm ever going to put my game face on, I have to have a personal trainer to do it.
You do. You have to. I've worked with a trainer before.
Okay.
And I find it, but it was probably like 7 years ago that I worked with, and I worked with a female trainer.
Right.
And now I'm working with a male trainer, and it's different. Because they push you. I find, and it could have been just a difference in personalities, but I find that my trainer now pushes me a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. Granted, we're getting to that point where we've been working together now for 3 months, right, like 2 to 3 times a week. So he's kind of getting used to my personality. I'm getting used to his.
Right.
And I came in last week, actually on Monday, just earlier this week, mm-hmm, and it had been one of those days. You know, Monday was the day, wasn't it?
Right.
Remember? Do you remember back to Monday? You were on TV.
I was on TV.
And we had some personal things going on, as well as a lot of creative things we had to do in the office. And so I got to my training session and my head was not in the game.
Right.
And I was laughing too much. And his head wasn't in the game because he wasn't feeling that well. And so finally, halfway through, he's like, Mandy, your head is not in the game. Right. And I'm like, I know. And so I quickly put my hand over my face and I'm like, okay, game face on.
Right.
And I flipped the switch just that fast because I had to.
Right.
I had to get my head in the game to have a good exercise.
Right. And I think
it was hard.
For me, exercise is just incredibly difficult. And I have a million excuses as to why. There's a reason why I am not the exercise or health coach here in Big Blue Couch Coaching.
Let's dig. How come?
You know, I
don't want to be the only one with issues.
I have issues, apparently, when it comes to that. And most of mine boil down to I'm too tired, or I'll do it tomorrow, or tomorrow, or tomorrow. It used to be because I was too scared to actually go. And I seem to have overcome that because I was scared to go and do something I didn't know how to do.
Uh-huh.
I had this thing.
That can be a really big thing to get over.
I had this perfectionist type thing that happened. Yeah. And I think it boils down to the fact I don't want to look stupid not knowing how to do something. And so I had to totally get over that.
Yes.
And now, and you know, Mandy and I went to yoga class for a while.
That was a year ago.
Was a year ago. And then, I don't know. I have a million
life
reasons.
Life just happened. And
life does happen.
Going.
And so I totally get it.
Yes.
But I've always been the one who's like, oh, I would love to be able to wake up early and exercise and do all the stuff before the kids get up. That has never happened. Not once in my entire life has that actually happened. Well, maybe, you know, like 5 times in my entire life has it actually happened where I get up and I do what I want to do before the kids wake up. But
there's a lot of people nodding their head with you right now.
Right, I'm sure. But
as they listen.
The only time it's ever worked for me is when I've went and either joined a class with somebody or I went and did some personal training actually for a little while at the Y here locally. Mm-hmm. And those are the only times it works for me. So I do know if I ever really want to do it, mm-hmm, that I have to have the
you
help.
You do. And having a trainer, I mean, it's important. I told my husband, we have this deal, mm-hmm, that I'm going to have a trainer all year.
Right.
Now, I won't be going to a trainer 2 to 3 times a week. In fact, probably in a couple weeks, I'll just fix it so that it's only once a week that I go. But I also had this insane goal at the beginning of the year of learning how to do boxing.
Right.
Like I don't want to get boxed. I definitely don't want to ever have to box
someone. You don't want somebody to punch you.
Especially after seeing Divergent.
Right.
I don't want to go through that. However, I would like to have the skills to know that I could if I needed to.
Right.
And also because it's part of my whole plan of understanding something that I'm writing in a book.
Right.
And so this was my plan. Like, I'm going to start January 1st, get a trainer, and the trainer's going to teach me how to do boxing.
Right.
However, it's been years since I've done strength training.
Right.
So that was...
Because that's still what you're focusing on right now, is still strength training.
It is.
Three months later. Right.
Which, you know what? Okay, I'll get there. So that was my goal, but having not done any strength training, seriously, what an unrealistic goal to think that I could just go in and start boxing and have it down.
Which is why sometimes you need, it's the same reason you need coaches. Because sometimes you just have really unrealistic goals for yourself, whether it's health and wellness or it's your marriage. You just need somebody else to be like, I'm sorry, that is not the first step. The first step is going to be strength training. You're not going to get in with your boxing gloves and punch somebody.
And not to say that, no, you'll never get there. But okay, to think that you can just start there is kind of crazy.
Right.
And so he told me that. He didn't have to, actually. I figured it out after the first day. And he had me do all these shoulder things. And I could not, this true story, I could not open the door.
I think somebody else had to carry your purse that
week, too. Yes. I had to call. I couldn't lift my arm to my ear to call my husband and say, you need to come open the door. I had to let somebody, I had to wait for somebody to open the door to get out of the building because my arms were jello.
Oh, my gosh. Too
so,
funny.
All of that to say that, yes, I might be a health coach, but I focus more on nutrition. And I understand why exercise is important.
Right.
And so one of the things we wanted to do in today's session, besides give you some giggles, right, is to really just share with you three tips that I've learned from my trainer that not only help when it comes to getting over your excuses with exercise and moving your body more, but they help in life. Right. They're really great life coaching tips.
Right.
And I
absolutely
don't think he realized he did that.
Probably not. So what is tip number one, Mandy, for exercising more, getting over your excuses?
Tip number one is to get outside of your own head.
Such a great tip. I think that's where I'm stuck.
Yes, you are, Rachel. All the little Rachels in your head are like, no, no, no. And that's what my trainer told me.
I think that's what my sweatpants are saying. No, you're fine.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And my trainer told me the first day that we met, he was like, okay, each of us have these tiny little versions of ourselves running around in our head.
Okay.
And most of them are making us question our decisions. And they're telling us, no, don't do it. You don't want to. And they're negative and they're complaining and they're just whining fools.
It's chatter.
It is chatter. Go yes. back to whatever episode that was. And if we're going to be successful in anything, especially with exercise, we have to get to the point where we get outside of our own heads and ignore the voices. So he told me, you have to ignore the Mandys.
Okay. I have to ignore the Rachels.
You have to ignore the Rachels. Yes. And it's hard. And I get this visual of like all these little versions of myself. Like, no, no, we're going to cause an uproar. And you have to rise above and be the girl on fire and be like, no,
we are going to go to the trainer today.
Yes. And so you have to recognize that your body will want to retaliate against you.
Right.
It will, because it doesn't naturally long for exercise until you start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you do it more and more and you start to see results, it'll be easier to do that. So that would be tip number one, is to get outside of your own head.
Okay. And so tip number two is actually focus on form and not competition. I think these are all my problems here. But what does that mean, Mandy? So focusing on form.
Well, one of the things my trainer was sharing with me was that a lot of people come in to a gym, and like you said, they're scared, they don't know how to use the equipment, but then there's some people that think they have it all figured out, and they want to one-up everybody in the gym.
Right.
And so they focus on trying to compete with everybody else. And their form is wrong, and they're hurting their bodies more than they're helping.
Right.
So some of the things that you really want to focus on when you're focusing on form is you want to breathe deeply throughout each movement.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, like, yoga is really good for teaching you deep breathing. If you're one of those people who holds your breath, try a yoga class, because you can't hold your breath in yoga, you'll pass out.
And your body needs that oxygen to help your muscles work during that grueling process. So breathe deeply, but also keep your eyes open.
Right.
Which is really hard when you're lifting weights and it's so heavy and you feel like you're going to die.
I don't think I've ever done that.
But oh, it's fun. You should try it. So
to call your trainer.
I'll hook you up.
Maybe he doesn't want to work with both of the girls on the Big Blue Couch.
I think so. I think he does, though.
Oh, well,
you know, my trainer, he's 10 years younger than me and he's just a hoot. He's hilarious. And the only thing I can tell him is that I just get mad at him because he made me do 90 reps of something and I didn't figure it out till the next morning.
Right.
When I was calculating. My goodness, he made me do 90 reps. I would never in my right mind do that on my own. But he said you have to keep your eyes open, because when you are closing your eyes and you're trying to breathe, like, your body, you could actually pass out.
That's crazy. And isn't, I would think that'd be really dangerous if you're going to pass out at the gym.
Yes. And nobody wants to be that person.
No.
Like, you don't want to be that person who passes out at the gym.
So keep your eyes open.
Yes. So keep your eyes open, but pick a spot on the wall to stare at and just stare it down.
Okay.
Win that fight. And then also pay attention to when your body tries to overcompensate, because that's going to happen a lot, where if you're getting pulled to one side more than the other, that's your stronger side.
Right.
And so you really want to make sure that you're focusing on the right form, that you're breathing deeply,
mm-hmm.
and that you're keeping your eyes open.
Well, and I think one of the reasons why I probably haven't done a whole lot with exercise either is because when I had my son, he did a lot of damage to one side of my hip. And so I have a hard time with certain kinds of exercise.
Yes.
And that's probably why I should be with a trainer.
It can cause a problem. And yeah, you should be with a trainer, because
a lot of things will
hurt
and it's not supposed to hurt like that, like pain.
It'll hurt a little bit. I mean, I've just succumbed to the whole truth that my body's going to be sore all year.
Right.
And it's okay. It gets better. It does get better. And actually, as I look at myself in the mirror and I see definition in my shoulders and my triceps mm-hmm. that I've never had before.
Right.
And I start to see, like, my muscles and my legs are there.
Right.
And they're defined. that makes me keep going.
That's awesome.
So I like that.
So the final tip is to be okay with where you're starting from, which really I think boils down to grace.
It does. Yes. And it goes back to that whole thing of, you know, don't expect to be the top boxing star.
Right.
On day one.
Right.
When you haven't lifted weights in 7 years.
Might have to go back to strength training for a while.
Exactly. Yes. And so give yourself that grace to start where you're at, because not everybody starts at the same place. And, you know, having cystic fibrosis, I've had to make sure that I am okay with starting where I'm at too, because
right.
especially coming from 2012 when I was so sick,
right?
I won't be where I was in 2009 when I was in perfect shape.
Right.
Not
right.
perfect, but I mean it near perfect
right.
for
really
where
good.
I
right.
could be.
Right.
And so be okay with where you're starting from. And really, these three tips fit in life.
Right. Yeah.
Not
just way
with
beyond
exercise.
Health, but they're also great tips for exercising as well, and to help you get over your excuses. So we would love to hear from you. And if you could just take a moment and tell us one new thing that you learned from this episode today with getting over your excuses and starting exercising, just share that in the comment section below. And we just want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.